Proclamation number 3438 of 16th of February, 1945. God's mighty voice. End phase. The greatness and omnipotence of God will be revealed at a time when people are completely hopeless and lie deeply on the ground. For God wants to show himself to all those who believe in him but are too weak to represent their faith before the world. He wants to make himself known to his own who fully trustingly wait for his help, and he also wants to awaken the unbelievers and still bring light to them in the darkness of spirit. Therefore he reveals himself loudly and audibly. His voice sounds mightily and cannot be overheard, for he speaks to people through the forces of nature in such a way that everyone has to hear him. Before that he gives free rein to people's will, he allows them to rage against each other and become true devils, yet he puts an end to their activity when they have confessed themselves to belong to Satan through their works. The will of people themselves determines the time of his intervention and the adversity of his own will come to an end thereby. But the world will follow a process and await its effect with horror. But God will destroy one plan in order to carry out another one, because he wants to prove his omnipotence and his righteousness to those who believe in him. Yet there is no end to the suffering and adversity, only that the believers are strengthened by God's intervention and fully trust God, i.e., they surrender their fate in the hope that God will give them the strength to endure whatever is imposed on them. And so world events will turn around and a completely different solution will surprise the people who survive it. The hopeless will draw new hope again, the weary will gather strength and become active, and every person will be handed out according to his desire. Earthly and spiritual strength, and the ascent will also be accordingly. Body and soul will seek their advantages, and blessed is he who uses this time for his soul's salvation. For now there is only a short time left until the end, and this time must be eagerly utilized by those who still have to record a low point which endangers their soul. Yet the believers must also call for much strength so that they will pass their last test of earthly life, so that they will stand firm and persevere until the end. For the separation of spirits requires a new battle which is only about spiritual goods. The battle against faith in Jesus Christ, the Redeemer of the world. And the last phase of this redemption period will be initiated by God's intervention. He will reveal himself to people through this, he will speak to them with a brazen voice. And blessed is he who hears this voice, understands it and lets it go to his heart. Blessed is he who pays attention to world events and tries to explain them to himself spiritually. For God's language will be understandable to him, and he will remember his soul before the end. Amen.